Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 33rd episode of Season 6 of Dorney's Vinyl. If you are new to this podcast, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're returning to this podcast, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is a weekly podcast, so every odd-numbered podcast that I do is an album review, such as this one. 2 weeks ago, the album review that I did was Aerosmith's Toys in the Attic. And every even-numbered podcast is what I call an EP extra podcast. Half of those are games guest starring my wife, so next week's episode will be a game. 3 weeks ago, the game was Before and Afters. And the other half of those EPs are just little tidbits of information. So last week, what I talked about was 4 books about kind of classic rock artists, just kind of classic artists in general. Just some books that I read recently. But we'll get into today's episode. This is the second of 2 soundtrack albums that I do per season. So the first one that I did a while ago was Xanadu. This is Flashdance. So I go through the podcast slightly different from the studio album because there's different things to talk about. So I'll talk a little bit about the movie, the cast, then I'll talk about the soundtrack, and then the tracks on the soundtrack. I'll take a short little break. And then when I come back, I will talk about the second half will be the same. I will do my song opinions, my song rankings, and my album score. So let's get into Flashdance. So starting with just Flashdance, some general information about it. The movie was released in 1983, and it was directed by Adrian Lin. The screenplay was written by Tom Headley and Joe Etzerhas. And the premise of the movie is an 18-year-old female amateur dancer who performs nightly at a dancing bar and works as a welder during the day dreams of joining the Pittsburgh Ballet School. The cast of the movie the first 10 that I saw. So Jennifer Beals as Alexandra Alex Owens, Michael Nuri as Nick Hurley, Lilia Scala as Hannah Long, Sonny Johnson as Jeannie Szabo, Kyle T. Hefner as Richie Blazek, Lee Ving as Johnny C., Ron Karabatsis as Jake Mauby, Belinda Bauer as Katie Hurley, Malcolm Denair as Cecil, and Don Brockett as Pete. Moving on now into the movie history. So Tom Headley wrote the script in 1980, basing the concept of the movie on the lives of exotic dancers that he met while he was the editor of Toronto Life magazine. He then sold his script to Polygram Pictures, who took the script to Paramount Pictures, but they had less confidence in the film and they put it on hold for 2 years. Don Simpson and Jerry Bruckheimer then worked to develop the film, hiring Joe Etzerhas to rewrite the script. Paramount originally offered David Cronenberg and Brian De Palma to direct the film, but they both turned it down. Adrian Lin, whose background was primarily directing TV commercials, was brought in. Jennifer Beals, Demi Moore, and Leslie Wing were the finalists for the lead role, with Beals eventually being chosen, and Gene Simmons of Kiss was originally offered the lead male role, but he turned it down, as did Kevin Costner. So then the critical reception. So the film was reviewed negatively by critics. It has a 37% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes, with the consensus review reading, quote, "All style and very little substance, Flashdance boasts eye-catching dance sequences and benefits from an appealing performance from Jennifer Beals. Its narrative is flat-footed," end quote. And Robert Ebert of Chicago Sun-Times placed it on his list of most hated films. So that will be all that I really talk about for, like, the movie. The rest of this informational half of the pod, or the informational, yeah, informational half of this podcast, we'll be talking about the soundtrack. So the soundtrack was released on April 11th, 1983. It peaked at number 1 in the US and number 9 in the UK. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer sent composer Giorgio Moroder, who he collaborated with in 1980, the script for the film to give him a sense of the music they were looking for. Moroder lacked interest due to working on other projects, so he came up with music that was a, quote, very rough sketch, end quote, which would eventually become the title track. The film's music supervisor, Phil Ramone, selected the other songs that would be used in the film, with director Adrian Lin insisting on using another demo that they had received in the mail. Reviews of the soundtrack are positive. Robert Christgau graded it a B-, writing, quote, 10 different singers collaborate with half a dozen producers to collapse a myriad of pop polarities onto one all-inclusive rock disco concept soundtrack, end quote. And William Ruhlman of AllMusic graded it 3.5 out of 5 stars. I could not find a review by him, though. The music was nominated for 9 Grammy Awards, winning 3, with one of them being Best Album of Original Score, written for a motion picture or a television special. And the soundtrack certified 6x platinum in the U.S. Personnel for the album. I always like to do personnel to give credit for the people that play on an album. However, I was unable to find a list of musicians that play on this album. There was no liner notes. There was nothing on, like, Wikipedia or on, like, Discogs or anything like that. So, unfortunately, I don't have the personnel for this one. Moving on now into the track listing for the album. And this, quite frankly, is where I think most of the information for this informational section of the podcast lies. Track one is Flashdance, What a Feeling. It was written by Giorgio Moroder, Keith Forsey, and Irene Cara. It was performed by Irene Cara and produced by Giorgio Moroder. It was released as the first single off of the soundtrack, peaking at number 1 in the US and number 2 in the UK. So Jerry Bruckheimer contacted Moroder in 1982 to see if he would be interested in composing the music for the film, but Moroder was busy, so he wrote a, as I said before, very rough sketch and sent it to Bruckheimer. Bruckheimer then tasked Forsey to write the lyrics, as well as Cara. At the time, Cara was working on a studio album and searching for a producer when she was contacted by Paramount Pictures. She previously was found by performing in Fame. Cara and Forsey were shown the final scene of the film to have a sense of what they wanted the lyrics to be. And Cara recalled, quote, I had no idea what the movie was about or anything. It did seem to me to have a similar look in regards to Fame, so I figured, well, this is another performing arts film, end quote. Moroder thought the lyric was right for the story, but he tried persuading them to incorporate the title of the film into the lyrics. They weren't able to do so, so they just added it to the beginning of the title of the song to add to promotional value. About hearing the song for the first time, Bruckheimer said in a 2010 interview, quote, when you first heard it, you said it's a hit. It's one of those things you just heard, and you couldn't get it out of your head. And it just got us all so excited. We kept playing it over and over and never got tired of it. To this day, I'm not tired of that song, end quote. All of the reviews were positive, with Cashbox Magazine saying, quote, this should be the vehicle Cara has been searching for since her Fame debut. Moroder's hook is powerful, the arrangement well-sculpted, strong stuff, end quote. And the song won Cara the Grammy Award for Best Pop Vocal Performance Female, and it was also nominated for Record of the Year. The Library of Congress selected the song for preservation in the National Recording Registry in 2023 based on its cultural, historical, or aesthetic importance in the nation's recording sound heritage. Track 2 is He's a Dream, which was written by Shondi Cinnamon and Ronald Magnus. It was performed by Cinnamon and produced by Magnus. Track 3 is Love Theme for Flashdance. It was written by Moroder, performed by Helen St. John, and produced by Moroder. Track 4 is Manhunt. It was written by Doug Kotler and Richard Gilbert. It was performed by Karen Kamen and produced by Phil Ramone. And Ramone was sent the song by 2 college students. Track 5 is Lady, 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 which was written by Moroder and Forsey. It was performed by Joe Esposito and produced by Moroder. It was released as the 3rd single off of the album, peaking at number 86 in the U.S. Track 6 is Imagination, which was written by Michael Boddicker, Jerry Hay, Phil Ramone, and Michael Cimbello. It was performed by Laura Branigan and produced by Phil Ramone. Track 7 is Romeo, which was written by Pete Bellotti and Sylvester LeVay. It was performed by Donna Summer and produced by Moroder and Bellotti. Track 8 is Seduce Me Tonight, which was written by Moroder and Forsey. It was performed by Cycle V and produced by Moroder. Track 9 is I'll Be Here Where the Heart Is, which was written by Kim Carnes, Dwayne Hitchings, and Greg Kramp. It was performed by Carnes and produced by Keith Olsen, And track 10 is Maniac, which was written by Cimbello and Dennis McCoskey. It was performed by Cimbello and produced by Ramon and Cimbello. It was released as the second single off of the album, peaking at number 1 in the US and number 43 in the UK. The idea for the song came to McCoskey while watching a news report about a serial killer. He took the idea for the song to Cimbello, and they started composing the music. About the process, McCoskey said, quote, "We thought it was a joke because we weren't trying to write a song. We were trying to make our friends laugh," end quote. When they needed more lyrics for the song, they rented the 1980 horror film Maniac for inspiration. The demo for the song ended up with Phil Ramone, and it was used during the film's pre-production. Ramone asked the pair to rewrite the lyric to fit the film, and Cimbello re-recorded the song. The song was nominated for the Grammy for Record of the Year, as well as Best Pop Vocal Performance Male. McCoskey was also nominated for Song of the Year. And the song was also nominated for an Academy Award and Golden Globe for the Best Original Song. That is the conclusion of this informational half of today's podcast. I'm going to take a short little break, and when I come back, I'll give you guys my song rankings and my song opinions and my album score, so stay tuned for that coming up. Alrighty, I'm back after that short little intermission, and I'm here to give my second half of the podcast, which is my song opinions, my song rankings, and my album score. So essentially how I do this part of the podcast is I listen to the album from start to finish. As the tracks are going through, I'm writing notes for each of them, and then at the end I rank them. Pretty straightforward, in my opinion. So we'll start off with number 10, I have He's a Dream. I liked how mysterious the vocal sounds on the first verse of this song. But the song and the song itself also had a very soundtracky feel to it. I would have had no idea what she was saying on the chorus for this song if I didn't have the lyrics with me. Her vocals got like somewhat punk-like, but I had no idea what she was saying at all. I like the different sound effects throughout the bridge of this song. There's a lot of techno and synthesizer sounds to it. I will say, I did find myself bobbing my head to the end of this song. And the song itself didn't really have the kind of, like, song structure that I like. My favorite lyrics for this one, though, oh, he's the kind of guy who thinks he's smart. He's the type that always looks the part. He's so on the make and so on the take. Honey, I'd never let him touch my heart. At number 9, I have Lady, Lady, Lady. This was not the vocal that I was expecting to get at all on this song. It kind of had, like, an Eagles vibe to it, but it was, and I think it had like that Eagles vibe to it because of the harmonies on it, but the song was just like too repetitive to be the Eagles. Like, it was a very repetitive song, and I said, I'll be honest, like, this song was kind of putting me to sleep. And I was wondering, though, like, why wasn't this advertised as the love theme for the song? This song, I will say, the one highlight of this song was that it had an interesting instrumental riff. I thought it was a synthesizer, but I wasn't 100% sure what it was. And my favorite lyrics for this one, reach into the light and feel love's gravity that pulls you to my side where you should always be. At number 8, I have Manhunt. This song kind of had like a Blondie feel to it, both like instrumentally and vocally and even like a little bit lyrically. Although the lyrics for this one sounded like they were going to be extremely simple, and Blondie has a lot better than just extremely simple lyrics. This song had some solid guitar playing on it. It didn't have a wow factor riff, but it had a few, like, kind of random chords throughout it that I enjoyed in the background. This song kind of reminded me of, like, a pirate song. I don't really know what I mean by that, but, like, kind of like a pirate raiding song. Maybe Pirates of the Caribbean that belonged in a movie like that. I don't know. My favorite lyrics, I've been sitting at home on the telephone, hoping I'm in his plans. This waiting game is getting old. It's time to take matters into my hands. At number 7, I have the love theme from Flashdance. I like the instrumental on this one. It's an entirely instrumental. And quite frankly, this might be the first time that I had an instrumental ranked higher than the last song. The piano playing one note at a time was pretty cool. This is not, I will say, what I imagined to be a love theme. I feel like love themes are a little bit more calm and softer, and kind of the one that I point to and think about is Almost Paradise from Footloose. That's a love theme. This song sounds like they are going for, like, a run or something. And then the song, it gets even more complicated and intense as it goes. That's all I got for that one. At number 6, I have Imagination. This is a very synthy song, although it does have a nice guitar riff in the introduction. The vocals on this one are very solid. I really like them on the chorus, and the song had some really nice rapid-fire lyrics in it. I like the guitar whining in the background throughout the lyrics of the song, and as odd as this sounds, all of the songs on this album, they kind of sound similar, which I think is good, because it gives the album cohesiveness, although I'm not 100% sure. This was a very, the song had a nice way to end, with Imagination just being sang slowly a few times. And my favorite lyrics are this one: "You've gotta walk right through that fire, it will not burn you, and the ones who may look all their life won't make it to just burn away." At number 5, I have Romeo. This song really made me just kind of like bop around in my chair. And quite frankly, it sounded like the adult version of the Witch Doctor song. Like, you know, the song, you know, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah. Because, like, this song has, like, the oh, chucka, oh, chucka. I don't know. It's probably not comparable whatsoever, but in my head, that is what linked together. It's a very, very simple song, and essentially there's just, like, 3 different lines in the song that account for pretty much 80% of the song. Oh, chucka, chucka is one of them. I wish this song had just, like, slightly more lyrics to it, because it really isn't a bad song. And my favorite lyrics for this one: "Love it, everything he flaunts, love it. Everything he vaunts, I just can't hesitate when he wants what he wants." At number 4, I have Seduce Me Tonight. So the vocals on this song kind of reminded me of Rod Stewart. And not just the vocals as the song went on, like, the entire song reminded me of Rod Stewart. And I said to myself, I was like, if this isn't Rod Stewart, this is the best Rod Stewart impressionist I have ever heard. Like, it was almost spot on with Rod Stewart. I don't mind the instrumentals on this song. I just wish that this album as a whole was a little less synthy and a little bit more real. Like, I understand 1983 is kind of like the, like, peak of synthesizer music, but I feel like it would have just been good with, like, you know, some more instruments. Although, I said that a little bit prematurely, because this song had a bit of a saxophone on it, and it was a really good saxophone, which I really liked. My favorite lyrics for this one: "Living on the edge, flying down the hill, to where the good girls don't, but the bad girls will." At number 3, I have "I'll Be Here Where the Heart Is." I really liked Kim Carnes' vocals on this song. They were very soft and they were very calming. This also, like, just by looking at the lyrics, it looks like it's going to be a solid song lyrically, which, unfortunately, this album just didn't have a ton of songs with good lyrics. This is definitely, and obviously because it's ranked number 3, definitely one of the better songs on this album. I think, like, part of the reason why it's one of the better songs on the album is that it sounds like a song. Some of, like, the other songs on this album, they sound too much like soundtrack songs, whereas this one sounds like it would be a song on an album before it was a song on a soundtrack. That makes sense. Might not make any sense. Made sense in my head. I was really confident going through that, too. There wasn't anything really wow factor-ish on this song, but it was, like, a calming song to just kind of sit back and listen to. This would have been a good song to put as, like, the love theme for the movie, quite frankly. My favorite lyrics for this one: "It's the light that just keeps shining day after day. When other loves have come and gone, I'll be here with open arms to take you in, and I wish that I could see you again." At number 2, I think the top 2 aren't any surprises whatsoever. But number 2, I have Maniac. A very upbeat tempo to end the album with. And usually I'm picky about my ending songs, but I feel like soundtrack albums are completely different. Without seeing this movie, I can, and I know it might be a shock that I haven't seen this movie. I need to watch this movie. Without seeing this movie, I have an idea in my head of what is going on in this song. However, there was also, like, years ago, they had a show called Lip Sync Battle, and Shaquille O'Neal performed this song with, like, in full costume, and I kind of can't get that out of my head either. They really, really had to rework these lyrics, considering that they originally wrote this song about a serial killer. The instrumentals on this song are really solid. Again, there's nothing that is, like, amazingly amazing, but they're solid. I do like the instrumental riff on this song. Again, I wish it was just something more than a synthesizer. The vocals on this song aren't the strongest, but they work. And my favorite lyrics to this one, locking rhythms to the beat of her heart, changing movement into light, she has danced into the danger zone when the dancer becomes the dance. And at number one, Flashdance. What a feeling. What a feeling. I really like the synthy start and the slow start to this song. I know, I complained about the synthesizer, but I think, like, because this was song number one, I was okay with the synthesizer. When you hear 10 straight songs, it gets kind of old. I never realized how slow the opening vocals were on this song. I just kind of have, like, the high tempo part in my head. Irene Cara has a very good vocal. Like, I feel like she should have had, like, a more successful career. This is definitely, definitely a dancing song. It also had a nice synthesizer riff in there. I liked the instrumental break at the 2/3 mark, and the percussion is more abrupt during that time. And I also like the background vocals in the last part of the song, because it almost sounded like a choir. My favorite lyrics for this one, take your passion and make it happen. Pictures come alive, now I'm dancing through my life. So there are my song rankings and my song opinions. Next, I will get into my album score. So how I do this part? First part is I give it a score out of 10 based off of its lyrics, vocals, and instrumentals. Lyrically, I gave this one a 7 out of 10. The songs lyrically that I pointed to, Flashdance, What a Feeling, Imagination, I'll Be Here Where the Heart Is, and Maniac. Vocally, I gave this album an 8.5 out of 10, pointing to Flashdance, What a Feeling, He's a Dream, Lady, 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 and Seduce Me Tonight. And then instrumentally, I gave this one a 7 out of 10, pointing to the love theme from Flashdance, Manhunt, and Romeo. So those three scores will get multiplied by 2 to go into the total score, which and this 3 scores is what I call the Doherty score. I then give it a score out of 10 based off of where it charted in the US and the UK. So in the US, the soundtrack album was number 1, so it got 10 out of 10 points. And in the UK, it was number 9, so it got 7 out of 10 points. I also give it a score out of where its singles charted in the US. It had 2 number 1s, so each of that is worth 5 points. So this one got the rare 10 out of 10 in the singles category. And lastly, I give it a score based off of its cover. This one was just kind of Irene on it, so I gave this one an 8 out of 10. So the total score for that, for Flashdance, is an 80 out of 100, which is a very good score. We'll have to see how that compares to in about 7 weeks when we do the season finale. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode, if you're new to this podcast or if you're returning. Regardless, please go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. Voting for season 7 is over. However, that's where I post the podcast schedule. And in the summer, I post kind of some other things that are going on. In addition, if you have a record collection and you're interested in expanding it with some 33s or 45s, or if you're interested in starting your record collection, I have an eBay store, Dorney's Vinyl. No spaces, no capitalization, no punctuation. I got about 450 listings or so, and I'm adding more each day. So go check that out, eBay, Dorney's Vinyl. Next week's episode is a game guest starring my wife. We are doing the 3rd round of rock and roll trivia, in which she reads from the book of rock and roll trivia. I'll talk to you guys all next week. That's all I got for this week.